then we assume that the person who's speaking will say it in a way which is good for the person and not derogatory.
Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London, Sunday, 15th of Teves, 8th of January. Rabbi Menachem Malmsteen, Shlita, Golas and Geula. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by family Blockman. Lenishmas Reb Moshe David Ben Reb Avraham Chanuch Waldman Zichron Levrochem. His yatzah is on 21st of Tevis. Also by family Adakin. Lenishmas Hashuva Tova Bas Chaim Herel Manus Ole Hasholem. Mrs. Tovia Adakin Ole Hasholem on the first yard side Yud Ches Tevis.
Sorry.
Good morning. It's a very heavy subject. I want to try and touch upon both Golas and Geula. Try and help go through the journey and come out a bit mechuzak in today's day. Been in Golas many years. Pashtus, the way we understand Golas is Golas, away from Eretz Yisrael, away from the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Golas is. This week's parasha, as we go into the Shevurim, we're talking about, the Torah tells Zakdama how to view Golas. As we know, Maisel, the Simon Abanim, Golas Mitzrayim was just a dogma of the coming Golias. And we know, Klal, that every parasha, the beginning and end of a parasha, is connected. Parasha is not a story with many different paragraphs. Every parasha is a standalone parasha, and the beginning and end of a parasha is a closed sugya. Question is, how do you relate the beginning of the parasha, the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim, and the end of the parasha, there seems to be Moshe Rabbeinu is asked to speak to Klal Yisrael, and there's a discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and then Nebuch the Golas gets even bitterer, gets even worse. Right? Parai makes it even more difficult for Klal Yisrael. How do you connect these two things? How's that close sugya? The Torah starts off with what's called the Sefer of the Golias, Ve'eileh Shemois B'nei Yisrael Abon Mitzrayim. An interesting expression, Shemois, the names of Klal Yisrael are going Haboy Mitzrayim. The Shiftikah really didn't even go into Mitzrayim, didn't go into Golas. They came to Mitzrayim. The Golas only started after the Shvatim were Nifta. But it says that the Eilish Mois, the parish of Golas, started off with the Shiftikah coming to Mitzrayim. Why is that the case? Why are they the ones who are, in our minds, the people who came into Golas, even though Golas, real Golas, only started after Kaisal came to Mitzrayim? Rashi, always at every beginning of the parasha, is giving a Rosh Prokim, what's the parasha telling us? Rashi says, "Afal pishem monu mechayim b'shmoisam, chozo monu b'misosam. Lo yidiach ibosam, shenim shlu lekechovim, shemitzim b'mispa, machnisim b'mispa b'shmoisam. Shenema hamoitzi b'mispa tzvom, v'cholom shem yikra." Rashi says, give all the chizuk. You should also listen, you should all know. All Klal Yisrael like kechovim, like stars. So Hasemes tells us that the Eilish Shmoyz B'nei Yisrael, every Malach is called a name, his name changes according to the Shlichas that we learn by Yishlach. Klal Yisrael have a name, every person has a name, and his name is his Shlichas. But he's not like a Malach that changes according to the Shlichas. He comes down here into Mitzrayim, into Golos, and he's like a Koichov that stays up there and shines down here. The Torah is telling us a chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, you went into Golos. The going into Golos is just your impression, how you're being mashbia in Golos. You are unaffected. You're staying right back where you belong. Tachas kan v'ashchina. But Tzadik tells us a beautiful, amazing vod from chazuk every human being. We say every day, M'sukot Zimra, ha'roifu lishvur leiv v'machavish la'atzvoisam. The next pasuk is, Moina mispa l'kecham l'cholm shem yisikram. Haroif l'shvurei v'chesh baruch hu is the healer of all those broken hearts. U'mechabesh la'atzvoisam, he's one to bandage those who have, the people who have nerves. What's the next pasuk? L'cholm shem yisikram. Moina mispa l'kechavim. Says that Tzadik, yes! That is exactly the Nekudah, what Rashi is telling us over here. A Shvuele, why is it Shvuele? Why does he have issues, emotional issues, emotional problems? Because he doesn't understand his own importance. If he doesn't understand his own importance, he wouldn't be in such a situation. Every koichav is a separate koichav. Every koichav is a huge entity. We may not see it over here. But every yid is a neshama alone, and he's a person who has his own shlichas, and he's a person who's in unbelievably important from the Makkos Baruch. The Zohar tells us in the sixth parasha, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, if a person would realize how beloved he is by the Emishta, he would run after him like a young lion. The Ava, we finish up. Before we say Shema Yisrael, what do we say? Haboicher ba'amo Yisrael ba'avo. We talk about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how he chose Klal Yisrael ba'avo. But not only Klal Yisrael ba'avo, every Yid and every Yid alone, he himself has a tremendous, tremendous chassid shiris by the Eibishter. And that is the way we start the Gaz, the way we start the Gaz, like Shmuel tells us right away. Ve'ein Shmois b'nei Yisrael. The Chiba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only way Yid can go into Golos and come out of it unscathed. The only way is by knowing his own chashivas and by knowing, as the Sfasemes says, he's a koichov. He's there. He shines down here. He's mashpia down here. But he's unscathed. He's untouched. He's way the makor tachas kanfei Hashchina. I want to say over a story to bring out this point. How the ikre hadas and ikre emuna, and the only way you can say untouched by Golas is by understanding his own importance. Three, 4 years ago, I have Kodim Oran, right, Stroll and I use a transportation company. The head of the transportation company is a very wealthy man in his 70s. I felt very bad, you know, every day he's taking people to Kodim, his bus company. We know him, I'm in touch with him. And he's a secular Jew, extremely secular. Name is whatever. A European name, and I want to know Chazakim. It's all right, you know. Megalgal Schus Ali Zakei doing something good. He should also get something from it. So I called him up. I said to him, "Do you have a pair of tefillin?" He says, "No, I don't have a pair of tefillin." I said, "Okay, I'm coming around to put tefillin on you." Fine, come. I came with mamash 15 minutes before Shkia, and I said, "Hurry up! We have to get moving." I started shmuzing him. I said to him, "Mayor, you know, I'm putting tefillin on you, tying yourself up to the Eibishter, you know what that means?" So I explained to him. I said, "You know, you have a neshama, not just what you are, a 70-year-old man, you have a neshama." And I said, "You know, your neshama is a neshama chotzim mitachas kisei hakavod." I started talking about the importance of a yid. Giving a whole, that's an lecture, before I started putting tefillin on. He says to me, "I'm important, I'm nothing, I'm a shmat." So what are you talking about? And he started crying. He said, "You know who I am?" I said, "Yeah, plain the Almighty." "No, I'm nothing, I'm unwanted." It's a person who drives on a very nice Cadillac, and he's officially a very choshva person. It's a very big company. "I'm a nothing." "Oh, yeah, nothing. Do you know how..." He's born in Romania. "Do you know where I'm from?" I said, "No, from two parents." He said, "I was found on a bench outside a train station." So right away I realized I wasn't sure if he's Jewish, but I wasn't sure to continue the whole thing. I put something on him anyway. But "I was found outside a train station. My parents didn't want me. I was taken in by some nice Jewish couple. I'm a nothing. I'm garnished." Crying away. I almost broke down to tears. Right away, I realized. I could see. You can't talk to a person about emunah. You can't talk to a person about the chashivas of what a person is in this world, about the Torah, Kedush, and the mitzvahs, if that person doesn't have an essence. The only way, a person can learn to Golos and truly come out unscathed, the only way is by the understanding that he's a neshama and he's important. And he's a person who's a koichov and mashpia in this world without being touched. It's a very chashvari beruchim in Pashas Lech Lecha. He's talking about the Haftarah the Sfadim read in this week's parasha. Famous Haftarah, which is the Ashkenazim read it the first week of the 3 weeks. Divrei Yemiro. The Shmuel was talking about Divrei Yemiro, starting off with Perek Aleph, giving over as a Navi, how he's going to go into do his Navias. So he has a whole discussion. And he says, Vayoyma Hashem Ilai. Yirmiyahu says, Al toimer naro noichi. Right? Yirmiyahu says, Hine, lo yodati daver ki naro noichi. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no. Vayoyma Hashem Ilai, Al toimer naro noichi. Ki al kol ashe eshloch voteilech, ves kol ashe atzavecho, tedaber. Al tiro vipneem, ki yitcho anila, atzilecho no Hashem. He says the Ruchem, a Moedik Yisoyed. Says the Ruchem, the Yisoyed Hadovar on every Yid, Yisoyed Hadovar, how a person can make an effect on another person, how a person can toy with his own shlichus in this world, is this Yisoyed. He says, Naranoichi, the Yid says, Naranoichi, Hashem, I'll toy Maranoichi. Don't say that. Do you understand your importance? Do you understand who you are? You're not just a neshama clothed in a goof. You're a neshama which is chelok alikam imel. You're a person who is called kulei the shlichus of the Eibishter. The whole yesoid of a human being is this. The Zohar Kodesh later on in Daf Zayin, Daf Ches, says a meridik yesoid. Sorry, it's in Daf Gimel. He says as follows. We know Yecheskel HaNovi said over a gvaldik of Torah, Ma'aseh Merkava, everyone wants to get the cover, they're reading Ma'aseh Merkava. Says the Zohar, Shimon asks, why did Yecheskel HaNovi go and reveal what's going on in the Pnimi Ben Eivishter? It's not Mechubadik, it's a Zilzal. How did Yecheskel, we don't find any other Novi, go saying over so many things? We're talking about the Chari, the Kari, so who ready to go into Golos. Says Reb Shimon, you know why? Because Kalal Yisrael went to, when they went to Mitzrayim, they were used to Tzaras. Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Tako were used to Tzaras. The Fatzarata nation. They could deal with Golos. Masha'ing and Kalal Yisrael when they went into the Golos Bovel. It came, it's hard from history to understand it, it came from Lechaira, something, they were doing well. And therefore when they went into the Golos, they couldn't deal with it. When you see today, people can't deal with emotional difficulties also because the generation we live in is very comfortable. It's hard to deal with difficulties when you're sitting in the lap of luxury. So Zohar Shimon tells us, Yecheskel HaNovi was allowed to reveal what was going on in the Cheder Pnimi because the Mechazek Klal Yisrael. Because he couldn't cope with Golos. What's the Teretz? Was that a nice show? Says the Zohar, no. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yecheskel HaNovi is revealing the Klal Yisrael. Do you know what's going on? Do you know who you are in Golos? You're in Golos with the Shekhinah, with the Paman Yishol Mala. They're all with you. By revealing their Chashivas and revealing who they're with, they had a Chizuk, how they could stay from Eden, how they could stay Evdei Hashem. The Yisoy God of how we can deal with this Golos is by understanding who we are, what we're doing it, and where we're from. It's a beautiful Mar Shemesh and the parasha. Mar Shemesh asks, what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Chkenish, I can't go to Mitzrayim, I'm going to get harmed. What's going on? Eivishter, Pel Pe'adav Boy. Eivishter says, Moshe Rabbeinu, go down to Mitzrayim and bring on Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chkenish, I'm going to be harmed. Yeah. Melech Malchim Amlochim tells you, go down. You're going to be harmed. Who's Pari? Says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't scared of Pari. Of course not. The Eivishter tells him, go down to Mitzrayim. You know who he was scared from? Gaiva. He was scared. Me, Anoichi. Me? I'm going to go down. I won't be able to cope with it. I'm going to come down. I'm going to be the man who will cry Israel. I'll be harmed. Gaiva. What's the answer? Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing him, but how is he going to cope with the tremendous nesoyim of being a Baal Gaiva? Zog the Eivishter says in Marav HaShemesh, he says, Shomati me'akodesh Rebuni Melech. Melech Nezhensk said over that the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, says, Horim kashoifa koylecha. Horim kashoifa koylecha, said Rebuni Melech. Horim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Novi Yeshaya, do you know how you can do? You're Nevuah, how you can be a Novi? It's partially understand. Yeshaya Novi. Of course you can be a Novi. No. But how will you be a Navi and not be affected? A Navi has to be an Anav. Horim ka shoifa kelecha, the same way says it in Melech. A shoifa is blown in the shul on the Rosh Hashanah. The ingress to Zach, he's mahabach din terachamim, and he doesn't become a bal guy, but why not? He's a shoifa, he's a kli. He's just carrying the coal, the tekea, and blasting it out. He's a shoifa, he's a kli. Zog the Rimelech, that is the way, Chakadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshaya Novi, to every yid, you want to be a person, do your shlichas, and don't get carried away and become a bal gaiva? This is the way. Horim ka shoifa kailecha. You're the kli, and understand, it's just the coal of the Eibush going through you, blasting out. Zog the Maharaj Shemesh, that is what Chakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at me! The Shechina is in the snare! A snare in a hookah. The snare is the same lowly snare. It's carrying the Shechina. Nothing is untouched. Because he understands he's a snare and the Shechina is inside him. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, go out to carry yourself, speak to them, and understand you're the same Moshe Rabbeinu, and I'm going through you. The end of the parasha is dealing with this Nakuda of the Moshe Rabbeinu. With the Eibishter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained to Moshe Rabbeinu, and explained to us, how do we survive as human beings in this Chesh Chasagolus, in this Hester Ponim? We understand we're Malochim in clothing bodies. I had a story years ago, which I tried to understand this. It's a hard lesson to understand. I was driving my car, I turned on a junction at Stroll, and there was someone, looking for a ride. Looked a bit, unkept. You know what, Nebuchadnezzar, it was late at night, I'll take him. Oh, he came in the car, and he hadn't showered for many, many weeks. I'm an Istinist by nature, so Rosh is the Chayla. But what can I do? I'm driving this Yid, I said, I don't know what to do, I'm putting the window down still. And suddenly I just came to my mind, I said, he's a Yid. He's a Malach Elokim. Neshama Chotzim Tachzim Zekovit. He's something which we can't even fathom. He's clothed in a body. A body which reeks, which is terrible. He's a malach. If a malach would stop at the side of the road and ask me a tramp, I'd take him. Do anything I could to take a malach in my car. He's not a malach. As Reb Chaim Elojna writes, he's much higher than a malach. He's clothed in a body. Sometimes you look around, all the benod and chaver issues everyone has, we all have, and all different things. It's because we look at another yid as a yid clothed in a body. We're not makin in a shomer because we're not makin our own shomers. The only way to get through this galus, and be with Moichin, the godless of greatness, is by understanding who we are. It's not a novelty. We're not becoming great. We are great. We're neshama chelik elokam yimal. Ve'elishmois b'nei Yisrael b'am Yisrael. The kuchov must understand we are there. We're just shining down here. It's the only way. Chaim Balozhin, you have to read inside to see that. Fully understand it. In Sha'al of Perek Dalet, it says, Zois Toiras Adam, V'zois Toiras Adam, Kol Ish Yisrael, Al Yoyma B'li B'chas V'shalom, Ki Mo Ani, Uma Koichi Lifu B'maaseh Ashvelim Shumenim B'olam, Om Nom Yovin V'yeda V'yik B'machshav Asliboy, She'kol Protein Ma'isa V'dibburo B'machshav Asliboy, Kol Esu Rega, Lo Yis Avidu Chas V'shalom, Uma Rab B'maaseh V'moy, God Du V'romu, You read through the page, you're blown away. People jump to Sha'ar Dalet and Nefesh HaChaim. Chvashtenish. He has four Sha'arim. Sha'alot, Sha'abes, Sha'agim and Sha'ar Dalet. Sha'ar Dalet is the Chashivas of Torah. But the only way to understand the Chashivas of Torah is to start up Sha'ar Dalet. Sha'alot, understand what's the Tzelem and Yikim. Because there's no way in the world to perform mitzvahs the way one should. And to learn Torah the way one should, without understanding what is a Tzelem Elokim, what is a mensch. The only way. Add in a few, a moshel, a dugma to the Indian. I once saw this a while back and I was very, very encouraged by it. The Zayaris Tavash, it's kedai for everybody to look it up. Renes and Ivishit in his Chelik Aleph, Simon Yud. Yeah, the Shmuz on Tisha B'Av. It's actually, I think it's given on Zainab. You understand, Aibishitz? Ask a question. He says, doesn't understand. We're talking about Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz. Anybody who knows the history, he knows Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz was one of the biggest nerdofim in history. One of the biggest nerdofim. He didn't have an easy life. He writes over there, he asks, where is the sinas chinam in our door? Doesn't understand it. There's gemachim in his door even. Even if you look in Avas Chesed, Chavetz Chaim, you see it wasn't the Chesed in that industry. It wasn't so established in Chavetz Chaim's days. So I imagine Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz's days wasn't great either. He says it's gemachim, and he gives a moshel. Isha makshel in the middle of the night. Everyone's running to help her. They're willing 3 in the morning to wake up to help this woman. So where's the sinas chinam? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? To be malachim? It's impossible. He says, you're in this nature. He says, we're forgetting. We often, all of us, we have a life. Baruch Hashem, we're healthy and well. We get up in the morning, we go to sleep at night. We do our avodas Hashem. Again, it's nekuda. We're neshamas. We're ruchnis. We're already here. It's a prayer there. It's only a journey. We're on the way to our track and that's our tzachim. We're neshamas. What's chesed? Chesed is feeding another human being, gavaldik. Chesed is helping another human being when he's having issues. It's all physical chesed. What are we neshamas? What is our biggest weakness? When the chushan and neshamas, the chushan and ruchnis. Says if you're in this night, bishes and bayis shiny. Anyway, opens where you see from all see it. There was noitzrim running around, and all different kitois running in the hills. People had left Yiddishkeit totally, and had machadish all sorts of different religions. And the tanoim, yes, the tanoim in those days, they were in the yeshivas and it was gevaldik. But they were, whoever came, they'd learn with. But they weren't involved with those in outside the machane. Says Yebiyonis and Aibishitz, that was a dag of Sinas Chinam. And that's the dag of Sinas Chinam we're suffering with till today. Because he says, something really listen, he says, you see a person and you want to chesed him, of course. After Rechka Moicha, after Rechka, many mitzvahs involved in chesed. And the Rabbi Tani says in the Seif Adairis, in the Stam Torah connected Kulam, it's chesed connected Kulam. In Mamori. But the Maisa, the Emes is chesed is by seeing another Yiddish Neshama who Nebuch is suffering is either doesn't know or he doesn't emotionally know and understand the Hashivos of Avodas Hashem and Torah and Mitzvahs and helping him. Teichocha is not telling a person off. Teichocha is showing. Meichiach, lo yichiach. It's bringing a Yichocha, showing him. Zog Yibinis and Aibish is that's what we're suffering with till today. We see Yid and Nebuch who are not affiliated, they don't know, or even from you they're not affiliated. And it doesn't make you cry the same way. You'd see someone, you go through the hospital wards, and you see people never suffering from tremendous illnesses. You walk out shaken. Why? Because physically you've seen people never who got disabilities, the people who are never healed. When they are from a Yid, with Ruchnis de Geigen, sees another Yid, when he has frailties, he has disabilities, he has illnesses, even long-term illnesses, with ruchnias, it should break him way, way more. Why? Because a Yid doesn't see a goof. A Yid sees an neshama. Says Ibn Snaibishitz, we see it so clearly. In the Zayah Kaddish, says, when the Shliach Tzibur says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim, the Malach Gavriel, I think Gavriel stands up, and takes out a tsuras haponim of a person who's oisting by bringing people back to the Eibishter. Says Rabbi Yonasan, what's a sheiches? Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim. What's the connection to a person who brings up a tsuras haponim of someone who helps people come back to the Eibishter? Zog Rabbi Yonasan, because that is true tchesa meisim. We look at, we see Elisha and Novi tchesa meisim, gevaldik. You look, wow, Novi tchesa meisim. We see so many different mice tchesa meisim, gevaldik. He says, that's a nice tchias amesim, that's physical tchias amesim. Of the aggressive tchias amesim, it's the amesim tchias amesim, where you see a neshama who's not yet connected the way you are maybe to the Eibishter, and you help him back, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya amesim. It's Gevaldik Hazak. But that can only be really understood, and really felt, and realized, only when a person takes to heart this message of Kechovim, of Shmois B'nei Yisrael, of Yedei Yid, we see all the Yidin over here, we may be goofy, maybe nice bodies, but it's only close to a neshama, which is a chelik elukam imal, a neshama which is still there. Sroam Adlishan tell us, we know this, in the Zohar from Rabbi Chalitza, that the Neshama, and Chaim Lozhin writes in Hashachayim, the Neshama is just, the goof is just like a nail. Cloaks just a tiny bit of the Neshama. The Neshama stretches from the Kisei HaKavod. That's all we are. That's the only way to fully understand, to fully grasp this idea of what's the Yidden. The only way to get through the Golos and understand this. And when a person fully internalizes it and realizes this, he becomes a person who sees grace as Zachem. He tuz off in a bigger way, because he's a grace mensch. He's not a kind of mensch who walks around. He may be walking around here in Golden Screen with other goyim and seeing other people and seeing, we all have two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears. We're all the same. We may look the same. Nay, he's a chelik al kamimal. He's under the thing. And that's how we finish off the parasha with Moshe Rabbeinu and this nekuda, very important nekuda, where guys are saying, mekan shenish. Don't go out, the Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clarifying the Shlichus to Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rebbe Menemelech Menejan says, Horim, Kashoy, V'Kolech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Novi, Yeshaya, Horim, Kashoy, V'Kolech, you're just a shofar. I'm blowing through you. But we have to allow, don't stop up that shofar. Don't take the Koich V'Yitzim Yod and say, Ich bin der Einziger. I'm just going to finish off the story. Recently I've been heard a couple of stories in different Talmidim, the Rebbe Tzerebel, Chaim Zandl, from Matzi. I want to finish up one story which made a big impact on me. You know, people bring over Yeshua's, but Baruch Hashem was Pearl Yeshua's lived in a different sphere than other human beings. A person told me over here, a close Talmud, he heard this story from someone who was there. Chaim Zandl was known, the Ribnitz Rebbe was known in the morning, he used to go to mikveh, like everyone does, go to mikveh before the davening. In those days it was very difficult, it could be in winter, crack the ice, it was most nefesh to go to mikveh. One day, he comes to shul after mikveh, puts on his tallis tefillin, and a yidden comes into the shul and says, "Chaim Zandl, either he was a shechet. I have it. He was a chicken. I need it a shechet." He's in the tallis tefillin. He says, "No." He says, "Chaim Zandl, shechet is chicken. I'm not the head of. I eat a tray. I don't care." Went and shechted the chicken. When he came back, he went to mikveh again. After the shechting, he went to mikveh again. And before he started putting tzitzit in the tefillin, he said to the yidden around him in the shul, he said, "You probably think, you know why I went to mikveh? Because has the chadas, you know, mikveh right before davening. No. You know why I went to mikveh? Because I said, nu tayidin. I said, nu tayidin." The godness of Mice, not Paul Yeshua, but grace of Yeshua, Tikkun HaMidas. The Ribbon to Rebbe, we also have to understand. We're here for one reason only, a Shlichus. We're a Shofar. We're to Tuduay for Yenim. That's what we're here for. One reason, that like Tomen Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Lozhin's son says. The whole purpose of we're here is a Shlichus. A Shlichus for Yenim. Whoever wants, take Tomen Devar, read through Tomen Devar, you see, mid after mid in the Perek Aleph. We're here for one thing only, Yenim. The Eivishta, which is Yenim. To be a shofar, be a moichin the godless. Be a moichin the godless. If you live a life of the Eilish Shemetz B'nai Yisrael, the Kechavim, you live a life in this godless, which will end very soon. But live a life of Gule in the godless, which will all be zeich to see Be'emes, the grace of Kavod of the Eivishta coming back, the Karim Mamesh, Minim Esamish B'nai Minom.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.